Weekend Breakfast
with Joe and Michael.
A very good morning to you. Sunday morning, whether you're working, you're up, you're doing exercise, whatever it is, this is your Weekend Breakfast with Joe Stanley and Michael Beveridge.
Thank you for joining us.
You have such good manners. That's one of the things I first noticed about you, Michael Beveridge.
Yeah, I remember when I first met you, they said, keep your shoes on in the studio.
Well, I like people to stay clothed, yeah. I don't know. Is that weird? Strange standards, I don't know.
Yeah, it was the 11th commandment, just got sort of shaved off. Be clothed around people.
Well, you keep your shoes on and you say pleases and thank
yous. And he goes outside the studio if he needs to
pass wind, yes. Fart. Which I think is very polite.
Very polite.
Well, we're in a fishbowl, so no one wants to see little pockets of gas floating around.
We're essentially very good friends, and we're in the friend zone together, you'd say.
Oh, my God.
Mostly because you're married.
100%.
Your face is turned up there.
Nice segue.
I was segueing, guys.
Beautiful segue too, of course. Our weekly now batch chat. We say weekly because it's happened 2 weeks in a row.
Mm. It is now weekly.
It's coming up in just a moment because everyone's all over the batch.
And, oh, I love a bit of batch chat.
Oh, we headed to the friend zone already.
Weekend Breakfast
with Joe and Michael.
Batch chat, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when 38 ladies come for you? Batch chat.
It is batch chat, as the country each week is on tenterhooks to see who is going to get a red rose or not.
We're really pitting women against women, I reckon.
Oh, it's way beyond just that. It's shameful, but, you know, it's an invitation.
That's why we love it. That's why we love it.
It's an invitation to criticise women who all they're doing is doing their best. But it's great fun. Heather, this week, she was hit with the bad news that she's been put in the friend zone.
Now, you call me mate, you call me dude, but I also feel like I feel like we're in danger of just becoming fantastic friends.
Yeah, no one needs that.
Like, it's a disaster to be someone's best friend.
God forbid. You know what? If I went on, and I did actually go on a reality TV show, and I came out of it with a very good friend, not a partner at all, and he was a dude, but like... I'm saying going on any life experience journey, whether it be going to the cafe or on The Bachelor and coming out of it with a mate, there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. And to be honest, I think the concept of a friend zone is BS.
Oh, it's because just patriarchal crap. It's not. It's like, hey, I until you put me in this zone, I'm obliged to you. I can do. I have you.
All right. So because you're not officially in some kind of zone, you then have an entitlement to what I have to offer you in the bedroom.
Until that zone, until you've been put into that zone, there's somehow this assumption that what you have is mine.
But also what I don't like, well, I just think it's a nice way of saying, I like you, but I'm not attracted to you.
Yeah.
Which is the way we put it when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Just don't want to.
It's not that into you.
Don't want to pass you. Yeah. Sorry.
that's so much easier. You know, you're like, John's all right, but I don't want. I want to kiss him.
However, it is the way of the world and the way we talk these days. And I wondered if there are some signs, if we can help people out by collating a list, perhaps, so that you can know when you have been put in a friend zone. Because sometimes people aren't honest about it.
Well, yeah, it must be said on The Bachelor that Heather's date was not your typical romantic date.
Was not.
It was jelly wrestling and she got him to dress up as a superhero and they did it was fun. Mm. He had a fun time. But as the other girls were saying, they give me a dinner and a drink if you're doing something romantic. First date.
I don't think that allows you to form a connection in that kind of way.
No.
I don't want to say she was trying to give him what she thinks a guy wants because she might very well be into that. I don't want to assume.
Yeah, she's quirky. She's definitely quirky.
Oh, no, just like doing what a man's perceived good idea, a good time is. Mm.
Yeah, because if I had to do that, I'd go, we'll go to the footy.
Yeah.
And then I'll get you some strippers. Stupid. I wouldn't. 13, 10, 60 though.
Ugly ones.
Let's collate a list. How do you know you're in the friend zone? What are the signs?
I've got an easy one for you right now. Mm. Right? So if you
work together.
No,
that's not always
a cause of grief. Mm. When you text them, if they respond, if it's a yes or a hi, if it's H E Y, you're in the friend zone. If it's H E Y Y, you got something going on. H E Y Y Y.
Okay.
You cook them with gas, baby.
What about an X on the end of the message?
If I know. Like I put X on the end of everything.
No.
My missus puts X to everyone.
That's the X. No, forget about that. Nothing, it's how many Y's in a hay.
Okay, I love it. Well, that's the top of the list. Please join us. call 131060 and add to our list what puts people in the friend zone.
We'll get to that next on your weekend breakfast. This is your weekend breakfast on a Sunday morning with Joe and Michael, and they're just your friends. Just letting you know, they're just your friends.
That, yep, at this point. I mean, you know, it can change.
Could go further.
Lisa, I'll take what I can get. We are asking, how do you know you're in the friend zone? Because Heather pretty much has been slammed into the friend zone by The Bachelor this week. What's on your list? How would you know that you've been put in the friend zone?
So you're on a date and he asks you about advice with other girls.
Oh, yeah. Because you started off well when you said you're on a date. I'm like, mate, you're already on a date. You're halfway there.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, if
he's doing that, he doesn't even conceive of you as someone who could be a romantic interest because it hasn't occurred to him that that's a hurtful thing to do.
Mm.
No.
It's like asking about job interview tips during a job interview. So, you know what? I'm just using you as practice fodder right now. Yeah, okay. That's a good one, Lisa.
That's great. That's on the list. Thank you, Lisa.
Now, Kerry, what do you reckon is a sure sign of friend zoning, I guess?
Well, the sign that I realised I was friend zoned was when he was calling me mate and buddy, but I thought that's just what he did with everyone. But then he started like pointing out other girls and saying, oh, she's hot and, you know, kind of.
Hey, babe, how you going?
Yeah,
you
checking know, out other chicks in front of me. And I was like, oh.
I drop dude to my girlfriend when she's being a bit annoying. I'm like,
yeah, and that's what I thought. People just
you thought you were annoying the whole time.
No, no. People just call, you know, call everyone dude and buddy and whatever. But I didn't know until he started kind of talking about other girls in front of me, saying, "Oh, she's hot," and what do you think? Like, and almost asking me if I approved of other girls.
Kerry, do you think he knew that you kind of have feelings for him? Do you think he was doing it deliberately, or he was just totally oblivious?
I reckon he might have been oblivious because I was trying to be pretty careful because I didn't know. I didn't want to kind of
wreck the friendship.
Maybe if you hadn't been so careful, perhaps he might have gone, "Oh, hang on a minute."
I suppose right now he's got a girlfriend.
That's the thing. You can't apply for a job without a job application. Maybe you just didn't know that you'd applied. You can go in every day and say, sure, I've been visiting this store for months. And you know I didn't have
that for next time.
Yeah, put yourself on LinkedIn. You'll be fine. You'll find a job elsewhere.
She's got a great amount of friends,
yeah,
though.
And she'll get about 5,000 emails that'll never stop as well.
Weekend Breakfast
with Joe and Michael.
Technology's killing me right now. So I've got a girlfriend who lives in Brisbane. I live in Melbourne.
Surely technology is your friend then.
Yeah, to a degree.
It's the gateway.
Yeah, I like the gate half open. I don't want the gate constantly open. Sometimes I want my gate shut.
But don't you have the power to that? You could just turn your phone off.
Turn my phone off?
Okay, I see the error of
insane?
That particular statement, yes.
So girlfriend lives in Brisbane. I'm in Melbourne. And yeah, obviously we're in the honeymoon period too. Obviously we're not honeymooning, but we've just started dating.
Sure.
So you like being in contact a lot. But there's also, you know, I love the privilege of messaging and phone calls and Facebook Messenger and tweeting to each other and blah, 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 blah. That stuff's fine. You're in control. It's not necessary. Like phone calls, sure, that's a conversation that you've got to commit to.
Yeah.
But I put my phone on speaker on my chest while I read a book or play video games. You know, I'm a renaissance man, you could call me.
Read a book.
Yeah.
How's that?
How dull is my conversation that I can read a book?
Unless you're reading it to her in some kind of notebook type sort of romantic.
I'm flicking through a new idea, guys. Come on. All right. So, but recently something happened technology-wise that has just destroyed me, right? So I'm Android and my girlfriend's iPhone. I'm sure a lot of people know this situation.
It's a cross-cultural relationship.
Yeah. I am truly bridging the gap. You can't FaceTime. You can only FaceTime iPhone to iPhone. Or was it? Is that what it is? FaceTime?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
That thing that you accidentally press and suddenly you've got someone's face in front of you. You're like, what? No, what?
Exactly. I wasn't ready for this. Okay, so I thought, fantastic. I can't be FaceTime because FaceTime allows you to see that I'm not really paying attention. So,
I see.
You know what I mean? So my girlfriend's recently found out that Snapchat, which is a great app, Snapchat, download it if you want to send pictures to people for 5 seconds. There's a chat function in Snapchat that allows you essentially to do exactly what FaceTime does.
Okay, so she's kind of gone around. What do they call it? It's not a. Oh, I want to say.
She's gone around the moat or something.
Yeah, when you go around the back and find another solution for it.
A back door.
Yeah, I can't recall. A techie guy told me once, and all it made me think was a
drawbridge
really rude
solution. Or
to
something?
Move on.
Anyway, she's gone through the back door. And she's messaged me and she's gone, babe, got a solution for our FaceTime issue. And I was like, I enjoyed the issue. I didn't want the issue solved, to be honest. We've got FaceTime now, essentially, on Snapchat, right? So I got my first FaceTime call this week.
Mm.
In bed. I work late. She works in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
Her idea now is that I accompany her on her walk from the train to the shopping shops at Strathpine in Brisbane.
Oh.
It's a 7-minute walk. It's not too long. But she'll call me and be like, we're going for a walk. Put on your Snapchat. And I'm lying in bed just looking like absolute grim death. And I'm punching a few leagues above my weight. So I like to, whenever I see her on the weekends, I'll put some effort into my appearance.
Mm, mm.
I'll put a light bronzer on beforehand.
You'll at least, you know, clean your teeth.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And I have to just lay there.
Wash the sleep out of your eyes.
Not for this. She catches me unawares.
Oh.
Seeing my girlfriend is the worst way for me to wake up in the morning, and I hate Snapchat for it.
And what's going to happen on this walk? What, you're just walking along going, oh, there's a dude on a bike.
There are people behind her looking at her, and I'm like, my girlfriend's that person FaceTiming in public.
Oh.
FaceTiming her boyfriend in bed.
That's so annoying.
She's adorable, though, if she's listening.
Weekend Breakfast
with Joe and Michael.
Joe, before the break, you were talking about something with some dads.
Well, a lot of dads have been nudeing up this week, one by accident, one as a dare, and the third, well, he's done it in the past, he's calling for more of it. Lenny Kravitz,
mm-hmm.
We would have seen Dinglegate.
Dongate.
I'm like, I don't like that.
He's now threatened to sue?
Yeah, well, fair enough. I mean, his image of his you know, member is just being passed around the world and against his wishes, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Who wears leather pants with no undies under it? I can't even get my head around it.
You know what I mean?
That would just be so uncomfortable and smelly and sweaty and... But anyway, that's
thank you for that
thing.
Thought this Sunday morning, Joe.
I'm sorry.
My muesli has now gotten an odour de dong.
So that's old Park Kravitz.
Right? Sure, sure.
He's a dad. Karl Stefanovic ran nude across the set because he...
Big fan of the show.
Something about the Ashes.
He said that Clark would make 100 and he went out for 5 or whatever. Yeah.
And in the same week, Kevin Bacon, also a dad, has said this.
Hi, I'm Kevin Bacon. There's a big problem in Hollywood today. In so many films and TV shows, we see gratuitous female nudity, and that's not okay.
Well,
it's okay, but it's not fair to actresses, and it's not fair to actors because we want to be naked too. Gentlemen, it's time to free the bacon. And by bacon, of course, I mean your and your butt.
Did we just beep those things out?
It came already beeped.
Oh, I was like, it's pre-beeped. The word balls.
It's American TV.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, sure.
My point around this is this.
He's got a point, right? Though.
Well, my point is that I don't think any of us want to see our parents naked. You know.
Can't argue that. Yeah, literally, there's nothing. You couldn't pay me to argue for that point.
We live in a house where nudity is totally cool because my daughter's only 6, but there will come a time, I'm tipping in the next 2 or 3 years, where she's going to say, Dad, put it away. It's enough now. Don't want to see it. Do not want to see it.
I have to text him that all the time. Dazza, please, no more text.
So 13 10 60, when was the time when you saw a parent naked and you just went, oh, no, no, no.
Oh, Jesus, you've just, I just didn't.
In my memory.
I didn't
forever.
Know we were actually going down this and you've just brought it back.
Jesus. Get on the couch,
I've
lie down, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm done, I'm out.
What have you remembered?
I don't even deal with
come
this.
Come on.
No. No.
What is it, Michael?
No!
Nothing causes you this much distress. We need to know what it is.
No, because...
Well, I'm assuming
you saw something.
I saw my mum naked once and it's burned into my retina and I goddamn well hope she's not listening.
Was she on the move or was she stationary?
She was running and I just remember I went to answer the phone and it was there and it was like, ah! Close the door!
Well, Michael has a breakdown, Joe.
Oh, yeah, Jesus. Let's share the horror. Call now, 131060.
Weekend Breakfast
with Joe and Michael.
It's your Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael. We've managed to get Michael to feel a little bit better. We've rubbed his head to give him some water because he's remembered something traumatic, Joe.
You just brought it back. Just
then.
I won't mention what it is.
Well, because think of Zoe Kravitz. She saw her dad with his, you know, downstairs package.
Third arm.
Yeah, just pierced. Hanging out all over
gold jewelry.
The internet.
Emblazed.
Karl Stefanovic. He has kids.
Huh.
Kevin Bacon. He's been naked in so many films, Kevin Bacon.
Has he?
Oh, yeah. You see Kevin Bacon's bacon a lot. What's that? Wild Things, was it?
Wild Things, yeah with Nev Campbell and Denise Richards.
Yeah, in the shower.
God, that was in the pool when those two. Anyway.
Has he got a shortcut or a ham hock?
No, he's doing okay. Yeah.
Doing all right?
All right.
Yeah. Middle eye rasher, sure.
We need to go there.
Not quite Lenny Kravitz,
no.
But yeah.
But, you know, I feel for these kids. You don't want to see your parents like that. So 131060, when have you seen one of your parents naked and just gone, no. Sophie, what did you see?
My mum used to walk around the house naked all the time.
Yeah, mine too.
Like constantly. And then I got to, I think, maybe 10, 11, and I actually had to say to her, "Mum, you're making me really uncomfortable."
Mum, we're at Westfield. Can you please just chill out?
So, Sophie, was she okay with that? Because I remember having that conversation with my mum. She's quite offended. Like, what's wrong? It's totally natural. And I was like, yeah, but I don't want to see that side of nature.
Probably not offended, maybe a little embarrassed. I think she didn't realise maybe that I was old enough to sort of realise that.
I'll be aware.
This was my mum naked.
Yeah.
You know what happens? It just makes you aware that you're not invisible anymore.
What?
Yeah.
Like, that
there is such a thing as a body.
But there's a difference between your mum walking naked from the shower to her bedroom and your mum, like, making breakfast for you without any clothes on.
Well, that's dangerous. That's dangerous anyway.
Ben? You had a dad that loved nuding up.
Hello?
Ben, you had a dad that loved nuding up?
Yeah. A few times dad used to like walk around the nude and stuff like that when I was a bit younger.
Oh, dad dogs, no one needs that. No one needs that.
Nah, that's it. But there was a couple of times that come to mind, which was probably the ones that stuck in there and haven't really left that easy yet, which was once I got home from school and we... had a few mates though, and we'll sit in the lounge room having some like 2 minute noodles and that, and dad obviously didn't know we're home at this stage, playing PlayStation and stuff like that. And walked out of the shower full stark, just thinking no one's home, and fair to say it was a pretty bit of a legend around the school after that.
Beggars full starkers.
Oh, no one needs dad noodle while you're having a magi. One needs that.
Nah, see, I didn't want to say no more noodles apart from that, mate.
Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael.
Just gone 8 o'clock right around Australia. This is your Weekend Breakfast with Joe Stanley and Michael Beveridge. A very good morning to you all.
Mm-hmm. It's lovely to be here on a Sunday morning. And in a moment, we're playing the Foshears quiz, which means you can call us and play it with us.
Oh.
131060.
What a way to start your Sunday. What do they win if they play, Joe?
They will win nothing.
Jack Squat. The glory of national radio.
No, but it's fun. And I'll give you a hint. This Foshi's quiz, we've got an audio clue.
Oh, yes, I like them.
We've got a retro clue.
Oh, it's
taking
fun.
It back.
Okay. And we've got a clue that probably no one will actually get the answer to. So,
oh, I love that.
It's the quiz that has everything.
Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael.
And, of course, it's time for this.
Foshi's quiz.
It is the Foshi's quiz. And we welcome Mel. Thank you so much for coming on the show and playing
Foshi's
quiz.
Favourite quiz show.
You're welcome.
I wish Burjo would host this.
You're taking away from Joe's hosting abilities?
No, it's fantastic, but I'd love him to announce it.
Ah. By the way...
Because I do the announcing and no one likes that.
I would give Burjo a run for his money as far as mustaches are concerned.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Hey.
I mean, no, I'm supporting
don't agree
you.
So wholeheartedly.
Anyway, Mel, welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Just a couple of questions about what's been going on this week and ensuing conversation. So, first question to you, Mel, for the Foshi's quiz is.
Okay.
In the news yesterday and the day before was the stunning announcement that apparently Lara Bingle has returned to walking the streets in New York since having a baby, wearing a Louis Vuitton suit. Essentially, that news is just the fact that she's able to now walk and dress herself despite having had a baby.
Sure, okay.
Amazing.
Tell me, who did she have that baby with?
It's one of those Aussie blokes.
Yeah,
well, mate, there certainly is.
There's only a couple. Was be a tricky one.
Only a couple.
Hemsworth.
No. You don't. Let's go back. No, go back. You said it. You said the first letters.
She said
Worthing.
Worthington.
Yeah. That's Sam Worthington. And what a funny coupling that is, don't you reckon?
What, two incredibly hot people bumping uglies making a beautiful baby?
No, but I just suppose, I always think, I don't know if you're like me, Mel, when I see people like celebrities get together, I always think, how would those two worlds have collided? Like, I know they're both celebrities, but Sam's obviously in Hollywood, Lara was not. How would they have met?
Connections.
And what do they talk about?
Money.
How hot they are.
How hot,
how to take a selfie.
Yeah, that would have worked.
How to take a selfie. Okay, next question. This week, an interview of One Direction led to one of the members confirming that he's, and this is an audio grab for you, that he is to be a father.
Obviously, it's a very exciting time, so I'm buzzing. Thank you.
It's a very exciting time, and I'm buzzing.
Which one was it?
Which one? That's the question.
Oh, okay.
Which One Direction member?
One of the British ones.
Well, yeah, well, halfway
they're,
there.
They're
yeah.
all British.
No, no, one's no, Irish.
Niall. Oh, there is an Irish one,
no, but that's
sorry.
British, isn't it?
Did you say Niall?
Yeah, I said
well, he's
Niall.
The Irish one, so no. You've contradicted.
Hold on. Was it Louis?
It's Louis.
Hey, I'm not playing the quiz, but hey.
You can have the answer for Mel.
Hold on. That's right. He and it's not even with his someone he's with.
No.
It's just with a mate. Yeah. He just knocked up a mate.
Well, it happens.
It happens. Sometimes you have a couple of Cardinals.
Some woman called Brianna Youngworth, I'm not sure what she does or who she is.
But I tell you what, she'll have a million Instagram followers by now, I would have thought.
Oh, she'll have a million death threats by now as well.
Yeah. Mal, you're not a One Direction fan, I take it.
I am, but I get confused. All I know is Harry and Zayn. Terrible.
Zayn's not even in the band now.
He might come back.
I know.
He might come crawling back now that he's broken off his engagement.
You reckon?
Yeah. Well, why not?
I think he'd be all right.
I think they've moved on.
Okay, last question. You've not done well, Mel.
Yeah,
but
come on,
it's been
Mel.
Delightful to have you
come
anyway.
Come on, Mel. I'm backing you here.
You're a great chick, Mel.
All right. It's rumoured that the Spice Girls are reforming for a world tour. All of them except one member.
No.
Come on,
no.
Just think this through. Which one
have a guess.
Wouldn't need
We're giving
it?
You one of five of both the last two questions.
Which one is going to go, not for me, thanks. I've got my own thing going on.
I'm
going to
lock in Posh.
You're correct.
Yes! We got there in the end.
Well Ginger done. Has my heart forever.
Well done to you, Mel. You've done well this week on the Fishies quiz. You got one
Thank
out
you.
Of three. Congratulations.
I'm very proud of myself. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Mel.
One out of three ain't bad.
Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael.
I'm breaking down the walls, Steno.
Okay.
The patriarchy, ripping it down.
Well, it has to come from both sides of the fence.
White male to... doing things to help the people.
Do share.
Right, so news.com.au, which is where about 98% of Australians get their information from, which is sort of scary.
They are an employer of mine, by the way. So.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying it's always good to have split news sources. And
100%
That's all
agree.
I'm saying. I yes. like news.com.au.
Bipartisan, if you will.
Yeah, yeah. And they did a bit of a piece this week about, you know, salacious celebs getting sexy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking the numbers game.
Yep.
Right, the numbers game with celebs and their notorious, I mean, they call them a pants man.
It's nothing new. A lot of people, we all know they're pants men.
You know, the Russell Brands,
yep.
et al.
Will
right.
Chamberlain was always the one that was rolled out because he's apparently had sex with 20,000 women.
Yeah.
Ooh,
don't
wow.
steal my numbers, brother.
Sorry, mate. Sorry,
don't
sorry,
steal
sorry,
my numbers.
Sorry, sorry.
How old is Will Chamberlain?
He'd be about 52.
Oh, mate. 20,000. No.
62?
Yeah, I think he's in his
60s. Even so, what kind of action?
He said from 15, very 3 busy. A day. 1.2 a day. I think.
Okay.
He did the math. Anyway, so this article came out about, you know, who's considered a, you know, a pantsman in the industry.
Yeah.
Or a pantswoman, I guess. And they've brought out a list of...
Lothario.
Lothario, yeah. So they've brought out these numbers to suggest who is, you know, a notorious Lothario. They bring out Gene Simmons,
oh, well,
frontman of Kiss,
yeah.
you know.
Which is strange to me because he's hideous.
Well, he says, you got the right job, you get access. That's what his famous quote was.
Yeah, which 4,000, is repulsive.
Yes, well, you know, the women, it was consenting. And I find,
oh, no doubt,
you know
no
what I mean?
Doubt.
Yep. 4,800 is his number. We've got Russell Brand. He says about 2,000, and that was in 2006.
Well, he's now celibate.
Oh,
so
I've heard rumours of toilet
this
philandering.
Is what
I've
heard.
And
Look, I don't know, but he's tried to seek treatment for his... addictions, including the sex.
Yeah, sure.
Not, well, not a real addiction.
Oh. Wow, that's another phoner. That's another
yeah,
topic.
That's another better fish.
Another we all
better
like it.
Fish. So 2,000 was his number. Wilt Chamberlain, like Shura said, 20,000 people. Bill Wyman.
People, I like you said people. It could be women, men.
Who knows? He hasn't made it clear. Bill Wyman, the bass player for the Rolling Stones, 1,000 people. These are big numbers. 4,800, 20,000. Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go. Lindsay Lohan, oh, Lothario, 36. That was the comparative number that news.com.au used for a famous woman who slept around. 36.
Well, I'm shocked. I don't know how she's managed it. Jeez.
Oh,
did she ever stand on her own two feet?
Does she have her legs shut ever? God forbid. And that's the sort of issue you've got to look at and worry about what young women are eating when men can be put up on this pedestal of notorious pantsmen. You know, ooh, love rat, Russell Brand, getting around 2,000 people. 36
but it's
for
even,
Lindsay Lohan.
It's even in and around when the narratives that we create around women's relationships, you know, Jennifer Aniston just got married.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So that's all been written about is she's finally managed to catch her man. Oh, she's finally managed to tie one down because mm-hmm. she's been so unlucky in love all this time. Perhaps she's been more than lucky.
Super lucky in love.
So lucky that she's had just a string of guys and having an awesome time with them.
She banged Brad Pitt. What more? You can't get luckier in love.
And in the ensuing years between marriages, I think she was just hanging out with a lot of dudes and going, no, I don't want to settle down because I'm living the dream.
Married people right now, I'm thinking back going, remember when I was single? Yeah, that was a depressing time in my life.
Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael.
Michael.
Yeah,
for
dog.
Some time now, you have presented us on a fairly regular basis a business idea.
Oh, man. I'm all about presenting to the people the next great, like the new Facebook, yep. the new thingy.
You're a visionary and an innovator. Mm.
You called me an idiot last, but that's sure. Yeah, I'll take that now.
Well, I've got an idea too. Okay.
You getting on board?
And the heart of it is, I think, really what we're looking for, you and I, is that get rich quick scheme.
We're just very lazy. We don't want to work for a long time. Who does that?
Everybody wants that.
No one sits here and be like, mate, you've got 50 years to earn this money or you could get it in 2 days. Which one are you after?
Okay, so let's start this.
So Joe and Michael want to live the dream. They hate their job and their boss is mean. It's Michael and Joe's get rich quick scheme. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very sort of 20s carnival vibe.
Bugsy
to that.
Malone.
Ragtime.
Bugsy Malone, what a movie.
Bit of a ragtime mm-hmm. there. That's great. Okay, so this is my idea.
What have we got, Joe Stanley? I'm sitting down. The Shark Tank is open.
Yeah, okay. So basically they're T-shirts, right?
So far I'm interested because I do like T-shirts. Proceed.
We're in.
And on the T-shirt, and there's a series of them.
Ooh, several T-shirts.
Okay, we'll start with, say, four.
Four.
And then we'll expand.
Mm-hmm.
But on the four T-shirts,
yep.
we'll just have one word on each one.
One word.
Okay, and the word will be either roast lamb, lasagna, chicken sandwich.
That's what you thought this right.
Yeah.
Oh, that is too... Okay, I can workshop which one it is, but basically the T-shirt just has the word of your favourite food on it.
Yeah.
Yep, okay. So let me...
All right, I'm going to need...
You're losing him, Joe. Cool.
Shira's got his head in his hands. I'm not pitching to you, Shira.
No, I'm still there.
Let me take you through this, right? You're
T-shirt
walking down
with
the
schnitty written on it, okay.
Yep, schnitzel, that's yours.
There we go.
Okay, imagine you're walking down the street and you see a guy walking towards you with a T-shirt with your favourite food on it, right? That's going to instantly put you in that space so that you have that emotional connection with that food and you go, oh yeah, schnitzel, I love it.
Okay, I'm just trying to put my head around where we're going in terms of the end goal. To me, I thought, oh, lunch buddy, is that what we're looking for? We both have a schnitty shirt on. We go, oh, schnitties?
Yeah, it just puts you in a nice space.
Okay,
go,
so it's
all lasagna, yep.
Oh, so it's like a shirt that says maybe, potentially, fresh grass clippings. And you go, oh, so it's a reminder of your favourite things?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think that people, like, what is your favourite food, schnitzel?
I think it's fried chook.
Right.
Fried chook.
So fried chicken. Just walking around with fried chicken. I feel like the hipsters are going to love that.
A picture or a word?
Just the word. Just the word.
I'm just not convinced.
No,
Shira's
hold on.
Not convinced at all.
I mean, yeah, okay. How much are you asking for?
Well, I don't know. It depends on the quality of the T-shirt. It's a good T-shirt, right? It's good cotton. It's like it's not too tight, not
Hold
too
on.
Long, not too baggy.
Can I have an extension idea?
Yes.
On Fridays.
Yes.
Your favourite drink.
Well, how do I know people are going to be wearing that T-shirt on a Friday?
Well, they'll just make sure to be wearing it. It's all part of the program. You only wear it on a Friday. And walking around, if I see martini on a Friday, 2 p.m., I'm like, oh, yes, it is Friday. Thank you.
Oh,
you know what I'm getting.
I think what I've landed on here is your emotional connection is more with alcohol than food.
I think what we've landed on is I probably have a problem and I need to see.
Well, and perhaps I've got a really crap idea.
No.
Can I have a money? What's that?
Is that Jerry Maguire?
Show me the money!
That's all a Joe wants.
Okay, I hear there is no money. There's no cash here.
Here there is no cash. T-shirt? No cash.
Weekend Breakfast.
With Joe and Michael.
There comes a time on Weekend Breakfast every Sunday morning, or most Sunday mornings, I should say, when Michael Beveridge looks Joe Stanley in the eye and says, I've done something for you and the people
of
Australia.
Oh, it's such a gift.
Sure, I look you in the eye too.
It's a gift.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, pretty rubbish one. But it's a gift nonetheless. Now, there's so much happening during the week. I thought that maybe I could just wrap it all up for you, right? Wrap it up in a little audio format following my hip hop roots.
Mm. And because you're so
because I am so urban,
urban street,
country Queensland is where I'm from. Big shout out to Emerald. And because we're doing R&B Fridays all around the country now, I just thought, hey, let's take it back old school. So this is a 90s version of the Weekly Wrap.
All right, Weekly Wrap time. You might be down with OPP, but are you down with the news you see? Topicality is what we're talking about. All right. Hey, lots happening in the world of sport. Yeah, the Aussie cricketers, they just got caught trying to play their way out with cuts and slashes. Pity, but the boys straight up lost the Ashes. In ladies' news, the Diamonds are standing tall. Beat Trinidad and Tobago at the world's netball. Let's wish it up and head to the States, where Donald Trump's a legitimate presidential candidate. Mate, the guy's a racist, legitimately hates Mexican faces, and in terrible timing, he totally blew it. We said goodbye to The Daily Show and Jon Stewart. John would have gone to town on Trump. That human dump smells like a gas pump with a Nike like Forrest Gump. And now some news to excite the whole world. Well, welcome back, reunion from the Spice Girls. Oh, we'll finish on that. We'll leave it on a high. You're down with Raps, you see. We do it weekly. You're down with Raps, you see. Topicality. So yeah.
Weekend Breakfast
with Joe and Michael.